Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
All right, guys, we are still talking to Ethan Huguenot, season 14, Academy week 3, and we saw some things that we didn't think we were going to see, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I want to get my...
So good. Did everyone downloaded the song right when they did what's the song?
When I saw that,
I
was
listening to it.
And we were literally just talking about what we saw, which
right.
I'm telling you, I don't understand. I didn't think I was going to be... First off, I liked the song, and I did not think I was going to be so blown away by the performances.
Right. Everybody, so. I mean, this week really had me, like, really shaken in my boots, excited, because... I mean, up until this point, we've seen bits and pieces of magic.
Right.
But this week was, like, magical.
I think this week you really saw everyone. And I think you saw everyone's personality. You saw everyone take... they were out of their comfort zone.
Right.
Because, you know, when they said, you know, Jazz,
mm-hmm.
She really literally told everyone, like, listen, it's not a fast Jazz. And it is very stylized.
Right.
So she, not only did she give everyone the, you know, the hard task of slaying Jazz.
Right.
She gave them the task of, okay, now you're going to slay it. Now you're going to make it your own.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, I would just like to say thank you, Sonia, for like giving me life. The quotes she was like saying.
Can you tell me? Can we just.
You wrote them down too.
Look at this. I was just like, I love how she.
Like,
first off, the way,
like,
she literally had to, like, pull people and, like, listen.
But, like, let's just, like, listen to... Oh, yeah, just being here is an honor. Gave me shivers. Because she was like, it's also an honor for me. Like, this is a big deal.
Yeah, she's like...
That you've made it this far. And also, when she said, don't look around. No one's going to make you better but you.
Or when she says... When she said, you give up, bye.
Yeah.
Like, that literally, like, she... What I loved is that her words are so... They're soothing. And because she looks like she's a very hard person. And she looks like she's a very tough teacher, which I believe she is. And I believe she does it
right.
in a very positive way.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so soothing. Like, she's the perfect combination of hard and soft.
She really is.
She knows how to...
Yeah.
Intimidate you in the right way.
Right.
And then bring you back to, like, listen... I was there once before.
Right.
Like, just the way she said that, this is an honor for you, it's an honor for me.
Right. And I've taken from her, and she just captivates the room from beginning to end. And it's motivational, not only in a dance aspect, but motivational in, like, a life aspect. You just want to, like, attack things.
Yeah,
like,
you just
don't compare yourself to anybody in the room. I thought that was, like, so profound. I'm like, you're right. There's so much comparison nowadays.
It's really hard because as a dancer, you know, I remember when I was doing things, they would always say, like, try to do it in a room where there's no mirrors.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
where you're looking.
Point.
And I would always look at the other people, mm-hmm. and you would always compare yourself to, okay, well, she did that one so much better, and she caught on so much quicker. Like, what's wrong with me?
Right.
So I really like that she, you know, brought that out. And I like to see that there's people at that caliber
mm-hmm.
that still need to be reminded of that.
Exactly.
Because it kind of brings them back down to, like, a level of, you know, this is real.
Right, yeah, which is, like, the coolest part about the whole thing. Should we get into our favorite moments? Because there's so many of them, I just don't even
know.
So
I think we should. So Sonia Taye was basically the last thing.
Right.
It was Jazz. Mm-hmm. So she's like, you know, congratulations for making it to Jazz.
What do you think about Kevin's reaction?
You know what? I personally don't think he wanted to give up on himself. I think just at that time and at that moment, he got to his weakest point, which
right.
happens to all of us. We get to our weakest point. We feel like we hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for one second, did not think that he was going to give up on himself?
Well, I think, yeah, when you are, like, faced with, like, a teacher that's, like, what's going on, and you feel like you kind of have to, like, explain yourself, I think that's what he got caught up in.
Yeah.
But fast forward, let's talk about what they did at the end.
I'm throwing my pen as many times. Look, I wrote down in all caps, I said, I love what she did with Kevin, and then I said, because I was, like, watching it, and I'm like, wow, he's doing great. I love how she definitely, like, catered to him.
Right.
You know, in this, because I don't know if I saw right, but I feel like she's the only one that catered for him. And then
yeah,
Kiki.
She's the only one that did
she's
that.
She's the only
week.
One that did that, yeah. Which I really
appreciated. I was surprised because Lex had problems with the tap.
Yes.
And Gabby. And but honestly, he killed it too.
Yes. So, and we'll talk about that because what I like was she catered to him.
Right.
But just him being able to perform that, I was like, he's going to be a contender. And I'm saying this with all of my confidence, she's gonna pick Kevin because I literally put holy crap what just happened,
like,
because their
holy
connection.
Crap. And you know what was it's like Kiki and Jenna, like, it was a beautiful but I've seen it before.
I liked it. It was awkward though.
Well, I don't know if it was awkward.
I felt like at times there was times like when he grabbed her hand, like, he kind of missed it, but it's like you should have been.
Well, here's my thing. Okay, so Kiki did great with Jenna. It was good.
Right.
But then when Kevin Concrete performed with Jenna, it was like, wow.
He blew everyone out of the water.
And also, I was able to see Jenna shine so much more. I mean, her leg extensions, I was blown away because I felt like I was watching
a professional couple dance.
Exactly.
I did not, like, and when he yelled and she put her hand over his mouth, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, it was amazing.
And when you're trying to pick a partner, you want to pick someone that's going to help you also showcase yourself in the best light.
Right.
So I think that Kiki and her would be a safe bet. But I think that if she picked Kevin Concrete, I guess we could just call him Concrete. I think that that would be a really allow her to shine and him to shine, and it would just be this, like, magical.
I think that would be. I think that would be the epitome of growth.
Yeah,
like if, and they even said it. They're like he did that in an hour.
Right.
An hour.
Like a half hour. Like, they probably got a half hour because she had to make two dances.
Like,
and Sadie made a good point in the live chat. Thanks for hanging out, Sadie. We're happy to have you here. So she said, Jenna is an amazing dancer, especially since she choreographed both of those.
Yes.
Like, what?
I really appreciated that because she, like I said, she catered to both of them differently.
Right.
So she really took the time to get to know them.
Right.
And then you said Gabby put Lex into tap. But I like that, too, because Gabby straight up took him out of his comfort zone once again.
Yeah.
Said, I'm going to put you in my creme de la creme with a guy who knows
that
what
is
Evan.
That is his best. Right.
That is his best. And he kept up with it. And I saw Lex kind of, like, really come out of his shell.
Loved it.
Not completely.
Yeah. But here's my thing. Why is everybody giving Lex the comment of, I'm not seeing you, you're too serious? I don't see that. I think he's... I mean, I am such a fan of Lex. I think he's, like, incredibly talented.
You know,
and
that just takes time.
But what are they not seeing? Because I feel like I see it.
No. I think maybe at this point they're looking for something so specific.
Okay.
That they're just like, I don't see it. I don't see it. You know. But
yeah.
I saw his little smiles, his little smirks when he was getting with Gabby. I loved it.
I think that they'll, I think, don't you think Gabby will pick Lex? I think so. Oh, my gosh. You're hesitating?
I don't know, because she said she was like, I had such a great connection with Evan.
Well, right. But, like, Evan, I love Evan as well. But I think that when you're looking at a versatile, somebody you want to bring into the ring with you.
Oh,
when
yeah,
we're going
definitely.
Live, I think that there's only one option.
But
I think
she
Lex.
Did say something, and I wrote it down. She said she's weary of Lex, that he was too dependent on her.
I just feel like that is them, like, kind of trying to say it's, you know, like, oh, maybe we're not going to pick him, but, like, clearly she's going to pick him. I just feel like when you get your hands on an opportunity like Lex, I can't see you letting it go.
I can't see you letting it go. But then there's some people that I saw them like let go that I'm like, why would you have done that? You know, I loved the connection that Gabby had with Evan.
Yeah.
But then I could see why she thinks he's dependent. I necessarily wouldn't call him dependent, but she can't say that when that's not his style. So of course, like if I was dancing tap and I was doing a partner, I'd be a little dependent on him too, because I don't do tap. That's my.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I get that. I just think it was so incredibly commendable that he killed that tap routine.
He did.
And in the practice, you saw he was like, "Oh, I don't think I can do it."
I don't think so. But I think he did great.
He killed it. Yeah, that was so awesome. I just love him. And I think Sadie did make a great point, and Sadie said that he might not smile enough, which might be a thing that is kind of affecting their ability to see that if he is like very present and turned on.
I think that just doesn't take extreme amount of time, but it just takes a little more getting used to. I mean,
but guys typically aren't super smiley. Maybe he just has to put it on just a little bit for
maybe
us
just
to feel
a little
like
bit more
connected.
But you know, we don't know. Maybe he's always done things that are a little more somber, more serious, not so maybe joyful,
right?
You know, there's a lot of people who say they dance to feel the emotion, to get through something, through some type of heartache, through something. Yeah. So maybe he's always done it as an outlet, even though he enjoys it and it makes him feel well. He hasn't really done a routine or challenged himself to do something that'll allow him to smile and be very carefree.
You know who I'm obsessed with? Another guy I'm obsessed with. There's a few that I'm like actually obsessed with. And Logan. With Allison. I think Allison's going to pick
him. All
I put
was Logan.
Like, OMG.
I have no words for that kid.
He's so adorable. And he's just, like, so talented. He had a good quote, too. I'm gonna find it. I wrote it down.
I think he said something about, like, him being here.
Yeah, like, he... I wrote it down. Life is about the destination. It's about destination points. And that was from him. And he was saying, I think one of my destination points is So You Think You Can Dance.
And then, yeah.
Because that's where he wants to... I just love him. I think he's so cute. And really good.
I don't doubt Allison's picking him.
I think for sure. But I do also like Zachary. I actually love Zachary, and he's a smiley performer.
He is.
He is a very cute, like, sincere, you want to have lunch with him.
Yeah.
I love Zachary, but I think Logan might beat that out.
Yeah, I think Logan definitely is going to beat him out for the top spot.
But the Allison's team, we haven't seen a ton of
coverage. We haven't
coverage,
seen a lot.
So I think that they're going to, like, blow us out of the water during the live shows.
Oh, Lord.
Which I'm excited for.
I'm always excited for the live shows. That's what I like. I feel like this year they really drug out, like, the whole audition process and the academy, and I'm just like, just
but like
to the
now
live
it's
shows,
time and we're like
shows.
Gonna start on fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, so when Paul, you know, he had Ramita, Christina, and Sydney,
right?
In the jazz portion, I loved Ramita.
But love Ramita because she was a phenomenal dancer, or did you love Ramita because she was like a very adorable, sweet person you wanted to have lunch with?
No, I liked her because I thought she was a beautiful dancer. I felt like when she danced, she really danced from her soul. Like, she really danced deep down inside. Mm-hmm. I think he should have kept her. I think she would have really excelled in the competition. And like when they were doing the jazz part, I felt, yes, that the ballroom girls were going to take it a little more just because it was stylized.
Right.
So they were able to throw that sass. So, like, when they would swing their heads, I saw it. I saw the sass. Like, if they were doing, you know, almost like they were really good at the acting aspect of it. So I think that's what shot them out of the water.
Okay.
Rather than...
Well, here's what I have to know before I go crazy. Do you think that, just point blank, what do you think of Kaylee's performance with Cyrus? Because I personally thought it was strong, but it was a bummer that Havoc is the other one left on Cyrus's team because Havoc killed it.
Okay, I literally
But it's also his style, so.
I literally put, I wouldn't be able to choose between the two.
So I think that, I think it was Comfort that said we saw a little bit of, you know, we could see her being a little bit exposed. That was the quote.
Yes.
And I think that that was true. I think that they, it wasn't her best performance, but I think still he'll pick Kaylee because she has versatility.
I think she did good.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think Havoc did great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice when you could see a same-sex couple and you just love how they kill it. And
right.
They killed it.
Yeah, it was very, like, manly.
Very manly. Like, raw. And I think he could really take him and mold him. But I think if he did, it would just be more work mm-hmm. than if he took Kaylee.
Right. And you know what? I think you're so right because Kaylee, as we've seen, can kind of do any style. She's so versatile.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure we're guaranteed the same for Havoc. I mean, he did pretty good with Sonya and, you know, kept up. But I think when you're really getting into these live shows, you have to have someone that you know you're confident in this whole time.
Yeah,
so.
you have to be very confident. So you either have to have someone that is extremely, extremely versatile
mm-hmm.
or extremely teachable.
Right, exactly.
Which is jack of all trades and not a master of any.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's like, oh, I could do one dance, I'll blow you out of the water, and that's it.
Right. I'm sorry I'm jumping around, but I know we talked about Kiki. Also, like, his glasses, those are good on him.
I'm
into the glasses.
I love Kiki with glasses.
He's just, like, really well-styled.
He really is, right?
Yeah.
He looks like he's, like, out of, like, a little H&M ad.
Yeah.
I would say.
He is.
Like a nice H&M ad.
Yeah.
I really like him. And I think Jenna really, really does like him.
Right. Because she knows.
I think she's going to have a very hard time herself choosing. But
I do too.
If she goes with her gut feeling and she goes with the reactions that she saw.
Right.
And the reactions that everyone felt.
Right.
Because I know I felt something when I saw...
Exactly.
When I saw her and Kevin, I was just like, what did I just see?
I know. Well, to me, it's like Kiki is the safe choice. Kiki, I'm comfortable with Kiki. Kiki knows the style. We can do some stuff together. Right. But I feel like Kevin is like the dangerous, daring, could be out of this water, blow away, you know,
yes. Performance.
Or it could be a little bit of hard work because you gotta... You know, make it work for both sides.
Because also, then we got to go back to what she said when she was like, I was so disappointed in you. So you never know. Maybe she's like, as much as I love him and I want to help him, it's like you can't have someone who will constantly be bringing themselves down and
right.
being like, nope, you know what, and become
but
closed off.
Honestly, how the heck could you let go of someone after a performance like that? I mean, I watched it like 10 times and like still got chills because it was like incredible.
I just thought he did so, and that part where she was on her back and he like crawled on top of her, I was like, yes.
And then she like smashes him down at the end.
Ugh.
Can't. You know what also gave me chills?
Kion?
Yeah. Koine.
Koine.
And Marco. Wow.
I loved them. You know what?
Oh.
Okay, guys. That, tear. Yvette cried.
Tear, Yvette cried. Third person, Yvette cried.
I loved watching them together. I thought they had a great connection.
Yeah.
I thought he connected with her on another level. So when I saw it, like, just like when they were done, how, like, he picked her up and she kicked her legs. Like,
yeah. And you know what? It sucks because Sophia had a great performance, too. That was kind of the first time I feel like I saw Sophia.
Right.
And I saw, you know, I forgot she was ballroom. She was in it.
Yes.
But then when Koine came out, it was like, I can't ever see them dance with anyone else ever again. I need them to dance forever together because it's incredible. The connection. I want them to date. I was trying to see if Marco is in any sort of relationship.
Yes.
I was stalking his Insta. Can't figure it out. But if you guys know, please let
me know.
Put it
in the live chat so we know.
Because I
think
Koine
and
him should get together. It's just my opinion. Don't know.
You know, dance couples make the best couples.
Right.
So
yeah, world of dance. So
you know, and so there's some people that I wish I did see a lot more of. I felt like they really... focused in on, like, Gabby and Jenna. And
right.
I wanted to see Comfort. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see her performance because I really wish I could have seen more with them.
Oh, and Mark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we saw bits and pieces.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I, you know, I've loved Mark since like episode one.
Yeah.
So I do think that Comfort will probably pick Mark. He seems like a strong performer.
Yeah, I can see him
in a lot of styles.
Yeah. I mean, I think Comfort knows what she's doing. I think she's going there very methodically and like, what's going to happen, how I'm going to do this. But I'm just saying, you know, as a selfish viewer, I wish I would have seen a lot more.
Right. We've got some interaction on the live chat. You guys are so great. Okay, so let's catch up real quick. That piece was so good. I love them together. Oh, we're talking about
Koine.
And then Marco and Koine are meant to be together. I know, that's what I'm saying. So Jinzy, I think don't you agree?
I think we should go ahead and start a hashtag.
Let's start a campaign.
Campaign hashtag right Mark. Now.
What should we make it?
Marco
and Koine.
No, Mark.
Koine. Mark Koine. Love.
Forever. With the four and
okay,
then
so
ever.
Mark Koine forever. Okay, really excited. We're making that a thing.
We're making it a thing. Let's, and it's going to trend so quick that like, by the time they do the live shows.
I loved what. That was another
performance. I just feel like definitely it's her time. Mm-hmm. It's her time to be there. And I think she was just blessed to be with that man. I'll tell you that.
Right. Yeah. No, I love when pairs like just like click like that and you're like, oh my gosh, that was so meant to be. That's incredible. It wasn't forced.
Forced. Nothing. And then, so some of them that left, they mentioned it was Abby, Peyton, Chris. They left. Oh my God. And I remember I loved Abby.
Mark Koine forever.
They
Jinzy!
Did the hashtag. Yes.
Let's get that going. I love you guys.
But you know what's something too is when Gabby had Lex, Natalie, and Evan, when they were the three of them were performing the jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I know she got rid of Natalie, who was the flamenco dancer.
Right.
Which I think flamenco is a beautiful style of dance, and I've seen it done live, and I think it's gorgeous. But that whole time, I could not take my eyes off of those men.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to dance next to Lex.
Yes.
And that's where my eye went the whole time.
And you know why? The reason why I say that is because I've danced, and it's so hard sometimes to even watch the guy because you're so fixated on the woman of the bunch or the woman of the group because you just want to...
Right.
It's just something that you're not... But those guys...
Yeah.
Why can't they just pick two?
I know.
Like, why can't they do, like, a steal?
Yeah.
You know, like, let's put them on this team and steal them and, you know, so then they can be on the show.
Right.
And, of course, I thought I was going to see the top 10 and...
They're going to make you wait till the live show. I kind of liked that.
But how
now we can
gonna...
make our predictions, like, actually real predictions. Because I feel like we've got it all figured out. What do you think about Fiction and Dossie? It's going to be Fiction
and Dossie, Fiction and Dossie. There's no way. I just literally put Fiction Dossie. Like, that's it. Like they're...
Yeah. I think Kyle is good and cute. Like, I feel like he's got a good style and, like, young and, like he, that thing was really cool. But I think that Dossie and Fiction have they're also, like, they fit really well together.
They fit.
Like, she's, like, a little bit shorter, and, like, it just looks like a really perfect pair to, like, kill it.
It's a good pairing.
Yeah.
And I think Fiction knows what he has, so I don't think he's going to jeopardize it.
Right, exactly.
I think Fiction is a very smart dancer, and he makes his moves and plays them very, very, very well. Mm-hmm. Like a game of chess. He knows what he needs. He knows who his pawns need to be, who needs to be behind
him. Totally.
So I think it's going to be... It has to be. Like, yeah. I would literally be shocked
if
he didn't choose her.
I think that that's a clear pairing as well.
And then Jasmine.
Yeah. Robert Green. That's my guess.
I'm going with Robert.
Yeah.
I'm definitely...
Robert's been a standout since the beginning, too.
He has.
I think Howard is good, but it's just like...
He's good. There's just... I'm not connecting.
And when you're down to the final two, it's like everybody's good. You got to kind
of
look for somebody who has like that connection.
I think
Robert did it for me.
I think that's what we're going to see a lot this season.
Yeah.
A lot of it is going to come down to who is their connection with. Who who could they see connecting to an audience? Because at the end of the day, if you don't connect to the audience, you're not going to get the vote. You're going to get eliminated.
Right, exactly.
You know, so I just feel that Howard, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it at all.
Yeah.
I don't see that connection either with Deja.
Yeah, with I think I don't see it. I didn't see that either.
But I don't see it.
She's sweet, I think.
She's sweet. And it's not taking anything away. Cute, it's just, it's hard. Right. You know, when I had partner dances, I think I had a connection with maybe two, and I had four or five different instructors. It's just, there's that thing, you know? And some of them, they just, maybe some of these people also, or some of these dancers, they're just meant to be that solo artist, that solo performer.
Right. Like my favorite human ever, Ryan... I can't remember his last name, but I did love
him. But I know exactly.
Yeah, he had his own choreography, doing all this crazy stuff. I loved him.
And you know what's funny is I remember saying I loved Abby, and I could see her in the top. I think I even said top 10, and they let her go.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, honestly, when you get down to this, there's so much more that goes into it. There's so many more things we need to make sure we have, you know, this kind of height, this kind of personality. So there's a lot of things that are required.
And it's also,
to be,
you know, and I know a lot of people probably don't think it or see it, but a lot of them, it's also who's marketable.
Totally. You know?
And a lot of these people, they don't understand this is a platform also. Just getting your name out there, just being seen. There's so many companies that are like, we're going to reach out to that person. We're going to reach out to that person. So it's like, to me, I've always seen So You Think You Can Dance as a win-win.
Right, exactly.
It's always been a win-win situation for all of these dancers, you know.
What do you think about then, now you're saying it's a win-win, what do you think about Jennifer, like, leaving and not trying to stay on Robert's team? She kind of just threw in the towel to get her eye stitched, which, hey, I mean, if I had my eyes split open.
Okay, let me tell you something.
I just feel like I would have stayed.
I would have stayed.
I would have tried, even if my eye was gushing blood. I mean, what's going to happen? Your eye that was a little bit of a deeper wound?
It wasn't.
I don't know.
No, it was not anything. I would have been like, you know what? I need to go to the hospital. Okay, stitch this up. You know, not stitch it up, but put those things, you know,
yeah,
like
the little stint well thing.
The little stint thing. Put some gauze on it. I don't care if I got to look like a pirate.
Right.
I am on So You Think You Can Dance. Yeah, I've been trying this for so many years.
Right.
So can Robert's group, and I would be like, Robert's group, like put them
can
in
we
now.
Go last? Yeah. No, or first. Can we go now?
First, go now. Get me in there.
But also, like, how long does it take to get, like, stitches in LA? Like, I feel like someone could have just literally come and been like, all right, here we go.
I just
go on stage. And I don't know.
When I saw that, I was just like, I didn't think it was that serious. I saw it. The laceration was huge. It was a huge laceration.
Right.
And I understand it's hard to dance through the pain, but I think she could have done it. And I don't know.
Honestly, our eye wasn't split open. Exactly. Also, how the heck did her eye get split open just with the roll? I mean,
Taylor's toes must have been
sharp as a knife.
I think what it was is like the velocity. Like we saw it in slow motion. So who knows, like the roll. And then if her nail was long, you know, and if she put pressure into it, like, we don't know exactly.
She's got
those
scraggly nails.
Then again, she...
I don't know.
She could think, you know what? This is a sign. She could be one of those people like, this is a sign. That's how it's supposed to be. Because, I mean, when I was in ballroom, I had one time where I was dancing and my whole nail was lifting up from my toe. That it was jammed and I kept going.
That's nasty.
It's nasty.
That's nasty,
girl. My toenails have never been the same ever since.
Oh, girl, that's gross.
But, you know, I know the toenail pain.
Right.
But, you know, like, we don't know what was going through her head. Maybe she's like, you know, if I've made it this far, I can come back next year.
And honestly, if you think about it, like, that is such a... They put those dancers through some, like, grueling, like, long days, long rehearsals, lots of pressure, lots of cameras. And I bet you, like, you could hit
exhausting.
In the eye. Yeah, you could hit in the eye and you're like, all right, I'm tapping out. I'm good. Thank you, guys. I'll see you next year. I'm going to die.
You're like...
I could see being overwhelmed,
it's good. I'm throwing it. So
you know, just being overwhelmed by stuff, I feel like.
And you could see that she felt bad. You know, obviously she did feel bad about what happened.
Oh,
but
Sadie thinks it might have been the heel of her foot.
That, you know what? This is gonna have to be. Sense. This is gonna have to be like a football game. It's gonna
have to
be instant replay.
Slow mo.
Instant replay. Was it on the line? Was it foul? I mean, was it, you know, inbounds, out of bounds? But
That's kind of a gnarly cut. That, I mean, even I like did. all all years of dancing, I feel like I've never, you get bruises and stuff. But
yeah. I mean, I kicked someone in the face once.
Yeah, somebody lost a tooth once. Stuff does happen.
It does happen.
But, you know, that was kind of a crazy for just a role.
That was. And you know what? But you know what I'm kind of happy about?
What?
Not that much drama in the Academy.
Yeah.
I think I would have to say that was probably the most dramatic. That and Kevin.
That was the only thing that kind of like got a little bit like, oh, what's going on?
I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen?
I know. I kind of like, it was like for 1 second worried that Sonia was going to be like, bye. Like now.
That's what
like,
I thought was going like, to happen when she was like, bye, bye.
Yeah. Because
you've seen her be really hard with like other contestants. I've seen it. So I was like, is she going to be like that?
But yeah.
She wasn't, which obviously was amazing because, well, whatever. She's amazing. So
she's my anything favorite
she
human.
Does. She could tell me to go kick rocks and I'd be like, okay.
I'll go do it.
Yeah. But I really like that because I feel like it's just been dance. There's has not been drama.
Right.
Like, I didn't sign up to watch a drama show. I signed up to watch.
Well, there's enough of that on TV right now, frankly. I'm good without no drama.
Speaking of drama.
Oh, my gosh.
And the dance world saying that there's no drama.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So there might not
be. Breaking news, you guys. We should have started with this.
Yes. So there might not be any drama on.
Air.
On air. But.
However.
Season four,
Joshua Allen was just sentenced to a year behind bars for attacking his girlfriend. This is all quoted from TMZ. So Allen went to court today and then immediately was taken to jail. I guess that he'll be on 5-year probation when he gets out. He can't see the victim, which was his ex-girlfriend, for like 10 years after.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess it all kind of happened when, in June, he chased his girlfriend, allegedly, into a coffee shop, and a woman tried to step in. It got a little messy, so that's kind of a shame. I always liked him. I thought he was...
So did I. I loved him. I thought he was a great...
He's a great performer.
Great performer, great dancer. Can't take that away from him. That,
yeah.
You know, has nothing to do with his performance, but, you know,
yeah,
we all make mistakes, and we hope that...
Everything
gets figured out, and, you know, maybe he... gets that part of himself taken care of.
Yeah, he just learns. Yeah. What's up?
You live and you learn.
Right.
So.
But anyways, we wanted to bring that to you guys because breaking news. I literally just released that. So
yeah. That's literally, like, before we even, like, started talking, she's like, by the way. I was
like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
So I think so for right now, we're going to actually get into, like, legit predictions and we are going to call our top 10.
Okay.
So you want to throw that music because we are about to throw out what's going to happen.
Predictions.
Okay.
All right.
So let's just go Paul.
Paul. Okay. I got Paul with... I was going to say Sydney.
I'm going to say Christina.
Oh! Okay.
I'm going to say Christina.
Okay. Agree to disagree?
But then again, I think out of all of them,
he's
the one that stuck to his kind, stuck to his, you know, two ballroom girls.
Right.
He's going to... I don't know. Maybe he's going to pick the one he looks the cutest with or the one that can pull off a sexy rumba with him without giggling.
Right. Exactly.
So either or, he's going to be good. Do I think they're going to make it extremely far? I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see Paul's team going very far. I might agree. I think he really, like, if he wants to see himself go far in that competition... You need to get yourself that versatility.
Right, totally.
You need to get yourself that versatility.
Yeah, you kind of got to take a risk. You can't just go with what's comfortable because it doesn't get you any farther.
Girl, if I was on there and I was at the ballroom all-star, I'd be like, yo, I'm going to get me a contemporary dancer.
Right, because fusion is like the thing now. Fusion is like trending.
Exactly.
Right now, we like everybody who can do a little bit of everything while mixing pots.
Exactly.
So it's good to go without your kind.
So... We agree to disagree, but we know regardless who he's going to pick, it's going to be a ballroom girl.
Right.
We don't see them getting that far, but we could be wrong.
We could be wrong. I love a surprise.
Jenna.
Jenna, for sure, is going to go with Kevin.
Kevin.
I think.
I agree with you on that.
I think, again, it's like the safe versus... Yeah, Kiki's safe. Kevin's a little bit of a risk, but that makes it so much more exciting.
Exactly. I think Kiki's adorable. He's a great ballroom dancer. He's obviously done well.
Right.
In, you know, other things. And their performance was good. It was entertaining. Was it as great as Kevin's? No.
Right. Yeah. I don't think so. I think that that's... Like, just how exciting, though, that, like, the way that this all came about. Like, she saved him, you know, when he was going to be gone. And it's just, right. like, kind of a fun little story to follow.
It is so a fun story.
I would like that if they really took it far. And, oh, God. I mean, just seeing them dance together, like, you just saw how good she was.
Oh, my gosh.
With Kiki, she was good.
Kiki, she outshined him. Yeah. Plain and simple. To me, she outshined him.
But it didn't really show her, like, best, like, representation of her. But when I saw her with Kevin, it was just like, oh, that's her. She's back.
That's her.
Oh, my God.
She's back, and she's versatile.
And there's
she's
Kevin.
She's not just ballroom.
Yeah. Oh,
and that's what I love.
Yeah. I loved it.
All right. You're next.
Okay. Koyne and Marco. And Koyne I hope they get married.
Yes.
What did we say?
Can we be...
Mark Coyne forever. Yeah.
So we would like an invitation Jinzy's to the wedding when that happens.
Yes.
So I definitely see them.
We predicted it.
So Gabby.
Gabby is definitely going with Lex. Duh.
I really want her to go with Lex. I really, really do. And I think she should, but I have a feeling she might not.
No way. No way.
Just the fact that she, like, expressed that fear. Where she's like, I feel he's too dependent. I really hope that...
No way. You cannot pass up on someone like Lex.
I know. I would not pass up on Lex. I would just be like, sorry, guys. All these people that are in my, you know, team, go home. I want Lex. But I have a feeling for some reason...
No.
I think if anyone's going to disappoint...
Yeah.
Like, the public, it would be Gabby. And not in a bad way, but I think we're going to get that disappointment factor...
Oh, my God. Wait, Paige knows something I didn't know.
What?
Paige said that Jenna will pick Kiki because he's her boyfriend's best friend. I did not know that. Paige, great intel.
Oh, well, Paige, thank you for that. That's but I really hope that that's not the case.
I hope that's not the case either. I don't think that'll challenge her at all.
I don't think it would challenge her at all. And if it did, I think it would make her look like a joke, almost. Like, oh, you're really picking your boyfriend's best friend?
I mean, yeah, but things are political.
That's very true. Well, you know what? No. I don't think she should pick him, even if that's her best friend, because if it is, she's danced with him before. And there should have been a better connection if, like, that's her boyfriend's best friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, because Jenna is dating Val from Dancing with the Stars.
She is dating Val,
duh,
yeah.
That makes sense.
I've seen
now.
It all over Instagram.
Okay, yeah. That makes so much sense. Yeah, I don't know. But I really do kind of hope Jenna picks Kevin.
So do I. We're going Team Kevin with Jenna.
Yeah.
Jenna and
Maybe
Kevin.
Kiki can just be on Dancing with the Stars now.
Yeah, Kiki,
Maybe
just go to
just
Dancing with the
platform.
Stars. This is your platform.
That's your thing. That's where you started. That's where you're going.
That's where you started. That's where you're going. A lot of them started that way.
Yeah.
So,
started from the bottom,
Allison.
Dancing with the Stars. Who?
Allison.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Logan.
Logan. Duh.
Logan.
Oh, yeah. Logan's one of my faves.
Yeah. I think he's definitely going to be, like, top three.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Definitely top three.
He's really great. I am going to be sad to see Zachary go because I just, like, love his personality and I think he's such a...
But I think he's got such a bright future ahead of him that, like, even if he's not chosen, he's going to do great.
You're right. I think he's got a good, like, commercial look. I think he can do, like, a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah.
And he's also got, like... Doesn't he have, like, African background and stuff like that? So I feel like he can, like, slip into...
He's going to slip into
a lot of different things. Things, yeah.
Cyrus... As much as I love Kaylee, I don't know. This one, I think, is, like, I'm legit torn on.
It's going to be Kaylee. Why are you torn on this?
Because I think he would do so good with Havoc.
Well, right, but, like, I don't know, because...
Okay, well, let's put it into this way. If Kaylee was with somebody else...
Yeah.
I could see that. Okay, you know what? Maybe I take it back. I don't think he's going to pick
Havoc. Yeah, duh. I mean, I'm sorry.
I mean, I love the underdog.
Me too.
So I want to see that.
Me
but
too.
It's like, at this point, I think right now, Kaylee needs to be exposed. I think she's a beautiful person, and I think a personality like that that's so different, like so intriguing. Exposed as in just the person that she is. Like, she's such a good person that a lot of people need to see that.
Yeah, true. And everybody's kind of agreeing that Kaylee has kind of done. She can do all the styles. She's a good, you know, so you think she can dance.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. She would be a great investment for Cyrus.
For sure.
Cyrus, I think out of that one, Cyrus is going to grow. Out of all the All-Stars,
yeah.
Cyrus will grow if he picks Kaylee.
Right.
If Cyrus picked Havoc, he would be his safe bet, and I think he would kind of be at a standstill.
Right, and the same thing is if Jenna picks Kiki, in my opinion.
Same thing as if Jenna picks Kiki, and Paul already put himself in that boat.
Right.
As the standstill.
Yeah, it's kind of like what's trendy now is like when you challenge yourself and you really do something. You know,
it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool thing right now.
It is. And
I want to see people do stuff that I haven't seen them do.
Exactly. I agree.
Because as dancers, you're going to look good no matter what. You might feel like a little bit nervous about it. But exactly. I think everybody should try to like step out of the box, especially when you're going into these live shows.
I might step out of the box. I might take a contemporary class. You guys might see me rolling around on the floor like a little roly-poly.
And then you're going to slip my eye open?
Oh.
That would be fun.
Well, I'll make sure to cut my toenail. I'll make sure to have my pedicure fully done.
Or have your heel, like, checked.
Oh, my gosh.
Put a little padding on your heel. okay, what's the other one? Jasmine? Robert Green.
Yeah. Hands down. Sorry, yeah. Howard, we love you, but it's going to him.
Yeah.
Comfort?
Mark. Yeah, Mark's one of my favorites.
Mark. Deja's great. Deja, just, like I said, no connection.
Yeah, I think
she needs more time to grow.
Yeah, and when we're at this round, you got to stand out. And she's doing the choreography. She was hitting everything, but not in a way that excites, you know, like something I just didn't.
Yeah, like, and when I say grow, I don't mean, you know, like, obviously everyone grows throughout, you know, the whole process of So You Think You Can Dance. But I think.
Right.
I think there's more growing to be done before she can get to the caliber of being on a live show and performing.
Right, exactly.
Is what I mean to say. So,
I think so, too.
And then Fiction?
Dassie.
That's just one and done.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and I like that. That pairing is good.
I like that pairing. I wish I would have seen like the whole... Maybe they'll give us some next week before like they pick the top.
Fox, can we release those?
Yeah,
like,
Fox,
clips?
Can you give us like a, you know, maybe bit, behind the scenes,
little bit of extra footage.
Make it an hour and 10 minutes,
yeah, or maybe put it online so we can watch it. Just when we want something special.
But so I mean, great. I think we made some pretty solid decisions.
Yeah, I think so. I am legit so excited for live.
Legit. And you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back home because I didn't bring my little trusty notebook. I brought this little piece of paper. Uh-huh. I'm going to go back and I want to see who I called to be in the top 10.
Oh, earlier?
Yeah, because I remember I had called Abby to be in the top 10.
Oh.
She made it to the top three of, you know, the group part, but.
Yeah, I called Mark, so I think that's still
I think
still
we all
there.
Called Robert. We a all lot of us called Robert. Logan. All of us called Logan.
Logan wasn't, like, immediately on my radar for some reason.
Because I think we didn't see much of him.
Yeah.
And then, like, he randomly just popped up, and we're like, what?
Right.
And then Kaylee.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jinzy has a good point. She said that Mark reminds her of Tad from season 8, which is funny because Comfort was also his all-star.
Ah.
That is a good point.
Jinzy has a lot of...
Jinzy has some wisdom.
Girl, we love you. You got wisdom. You got insight.
We love all you guys. You guys are... Like, it's a really good group chat.
And that insight about Jenna and the BFF and Kiki and
Val. I know, Paige had
that
info. So, yeah, Paige. Duh. My goodness. How did we miss that?
How do we not know? Have,
maybe I did
that's
actually
why,
know that.
Maybe that's why
put two and two together.
Maybe that's why Kiki looks familiar to me because I follow Val on Instagram.
Oh, that makes
so,
sense.
Maybe that's why I was like, this guy looks familiar.
Yeah. You know who else we called in the top 10, which Sadie just mentioned, was Dossie, because I think I called her too.
Oh, yeah. And of course, well, and of course Lex.
Coin A. I feel like we were really...
I feel like we were pretty on point.
Yeah, but also, like, the people we've got left are, like, all, like, wow performers. You know, that's there's nobody that you're like, oh, maybe...
You guys, I'm sad. Once again, I'm not impressed by my ballroom people.
You should be impressed.
That's why I said Christina, because I loved her from the beginning.
Right. And you also should be impressed...
Well, of course, I'm impressed with Jenna.
With Jenna...
And I really hope that she picks Kevin.
Right. Where the heck? Oh, you should be impressed with Sophia.
Well, I am, but I don't know if she's going to be picked.
She's not going to be, but you should be impressed because that was really good with Marco. It's just unfortunate that she also is competing against Coin A. Because if she wasn't competing against
Coin
A,
because here's my thing.
Sophia
if she wasn't, I think she would be great. And she would be like that. She would be that step out for the ballroom girls, which even though I shouldn't say that because there's
she
a lot
would
of girls,
be.
But
she would be. That's a it's that unfortunate.
Would be, okay, that would be major upset though.
Oh,
if picked Sophia.
He's not gonna. You guys think he's gonna pick Sophia?
No, I don't. But there's always the possibility.
Well, of course. But I think that after watching Coin, I will say when Sophia came out there, I was a little bit worried for Coin A because I was like, "Ooh, I had not seen her dance like that."
Right?
Like that was Sophia was. I was like, I forgot she was ballroom. She's incredible. Like what wow.
I loved the blue leggings.
Exactly. I love the blue leggings.
It was the leggings.
Yeah, it was really.
But what I loved about it was she you know blew everyone away. But then I'm telling you. Once Coin A came out, it was just
it was game over, completely
different.
Game over. Yeah.
So
it's like I can't see him not picking
Coin A.
Coin A.
Mark Coin A forever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Mark Coin A forever. Hashtag.
I wish there's starting a campaign. I wish there would be like really
starting
pretty
a love
instrumental
campaign.
Instrumental music would be really pretty when we said Mark Coin A forever.
Mark Coin A forever.
Like little harps.
Love harps.
Is that what it is? But, I mean, I think we covered everything, unless someone in the live chat wants to say something that we didn't cover.
They're really great in here. Sadie said that Kiki looked worried when Kevin and Jenna came backstage after their dance. True. It kind of stinks when you're, like, the first
When you're the first one, and then you got to wait for them to come back.
And then you
got to
wait. But also, it kind of probably sucks if you go second, because you have to watch the first one. So it's like it's a lose-lose.
Well, no, I think if you go second, you kind of know what you got to bring. And
I guess.
You know, like give it that little.
If they're really good the first time around, that kind of makes you a little bit nervous probably.
Yeah, but I would be worried too if I was Kiki and when Kevin came back because just how everyone got.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, I would be worried. So like favorite moment of the show?
Had to be Kevin.
Yeah, me too.
Kevin.
I was going to say the same thing. Jenna. I mean, I just love Jenna in general.
She was beautiful to watch with him.
Yeah. And
that's
when
what I loved.
She brought the two, like, I just thought, like, I was just like, stand out. Jenna wins everything this time because the fact that she got two of those guys and they both, you know, were able to, like, really showcase themselves.
Yeah.
And she was able to showcase herself. I was like, girl.
Mm-hmm.
She did it.
And I think, I don't want to speak too soon, but if Kevin just changes his mindset a little bit, and I don't think he will give up, and he just really pushes through it, he could be another Twitch. He could take it that far.
You think?
Yes.
That's a bold statement.
I really do, but he really has to get out of his head. Really has to get out of his head.
Yeah.
Really needs to practice that, whatever it is that he needs to do. If you got to pray, you got to meditate, but get yourself out of your head, and he's going to excel so well.
Yeah.
That I really would want to see him do that. I really would want to see him win.
Yeah.
So.
That'd be awesome. I don't know, though, because there are some seriously talented people this season.
I know.
So.
And they said it was probably their most, you know, their most talented top 20.
I agree.
And then the most talented top 10, I think. There's a lot of versatility.
I really agree.
There's a lot of fusion.
There's a lot of different characters. There's a lot of people that add like different things to the table, and I just am so excited to see what they do live.
I just I can't
because that's
wait.
A whole new thing. You feel a little bit. I'm sure you're nervous in front of the All Stars, but take that up 1,000 when you're in front of the judges, when you're in front of a live audience, when you're in front, it's live.
And what I loved.
Scary.
What I loved, Kevin did not seem like he was nervous around Jenna.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I like.
Right.
So, I think he's going to be very teachable. I think he's going to be very teachable.
I think so, too. And I really hope that she picks him and doesn't go the political route.
Please don't go politically correct route. But you guys, they're already, I can't believe we even talked that much because they're telling us it's already time to wrap up.
No!
So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for being so active in our live chat.
You guys are literally amazing.
Get that hashtag going.
Gen Z.
Mark Coinage forever. Do whatever you need to do. You can catch us again next Wednesday. We will be back on Wednesday for the actual live round, so the live show.
So exciting.
And as always, you can find me on Sports and Sass with 3 S's on Twitter and with 2 S's on Instagram. I love how I forget my own thing. And then Teague, where can we find you?
You can find me at probably everything at TeagueDP. So we'll see you there.
Alrighty, guys. Bye.
Thanks we'll see you next week. You guys, you're the best.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.